Jack McHugh from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, thanks. Thanks for the
Where are you this morning?
Well, you catch me on the road today on holiday travels.
Well, very nice. I hope the weather is okay for you.
It's gorgeous. Yep.
Excellent. All right, let's talk about 2011 and accomplishments by our lawmakers, and I say that with a smile on my face. First of all, did we have some accomplishments? Now, I don't want you to delineate them right now, but yes or no, did we have accomplishments that we can be happy about in 2011?
We had an amazing string of accomplishments without the drama that we saw in Wisconsin and Ohio.
Right.
But nevertheless, some really big changes in the state's business climate, education reform, and other matters.
Mr. McHugh is the senior legislative analyst for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. All right, what stands out as one of the accomplishments that really was big in the state this year?
Well, I'll name two. One in the business climate environment, and that is the reform, finally, of Michigan's business tax in a way that put us on the right end of the, you know, comparison with the other states, where Michigan's, we're so used to seeing 48 out of 50 and 46 out of 50.
Right.
And now we're about in the middle of the business tax pack, maybe a little bit toward the front of the pack.
Now,
that was pretty major, because that was really hurting us, was the bad business tax regime we had before.
I guess the governor said recently that he's proud of the work that he's done to improve the state's economy, and he notes that Bloomberg's ranking of the state as second in the nation for economic health among states coming back from the recession, which I have to believe is about 48 states. So I guess from that standpoint, as you look at it, that's a good thing. I don't think unemployment's down. It's still high, but it's down. How many gains did we make legislatively to help improve
right. In
that
addition
situation?
To the business tax, we also had a couple measures that didn't get a lot of attention, but are really big deals. One is the unemployment insurance system, and the other is the workman's comp system. In both those situations, but these are old, well-respected social welfare programs. The workers' comp was actually the first social welfare program that became very common around the state, around the country. And this is something that, you know, nobody opposes. It's when a worker gets injured on the job, or possibly disabled, he or she should be compensated for that. But obviously, it has to be done carefully when you set up that system. There are always lawyers looking for angles of how an individual can extract more from that system than perhaps what is intended by the public and by the legislators. So from time to time, it's necessary to go in and clean up some of those potential, let's say, stretching the envelope a little bit. So we have that this year. And then on the unemployment insurance, Michigan, not surprisingly, has had, with the very high unemployment that we've had for 10 years in this state, we had been spending more than we took in from employers in payroll taxes, and with the result being that we owed the federal government $3.2 billion.
Right. Yeah.
They essentially fronted the state for this. So that was a big overhang on the business climate, and that has been solved with some important reforms.
I'm talking about the insurance situation. How much better is it now when you talk about that than it was, say, a year, two, 3 years ago?
Well, again, we're talking two different programs here, the unemployment insurance and the workers' comp insurance. And with the unemployment, this was really very hard on employers because they were getting socked with ever higher payroll tax assessments, making it cost more to hire a worker. And that was contributing to Michigan's higher than average unemployment. So we've got ourselves on a glide path toward paying off that big debt toward to the feds. We've straightened out some of the unfairnesses in the way that those taxes are assessed. And we've closed some of the loopholes that allowed some individuals to kind of game the system a little bit. And again, these are not big, you know, high-profile headline issues for most people. But if you're an employer, this is really big deal stuff.
Right.
In fact, in an ordinary year, an ordinary time, in most states, just these things, just these two items, would have been a really big reform. But they were two among many this year in Michigan.
I got to tell you, I've talked to a lot of people here in the Traverse City area, and I know a lot of people own their own businesses. And eventually it turns to business climate, how are things, and get to taxes and what they pay. And I got to tell you, one person told me that she opened up her tax bill once and just began to cry. And the other one, just, you know, other people will just cringe when they talk about when they do their taxes and all the things they have to pay. I mean, sometimes I hear these stories and I wonder, well, how in the hell are all these businesses staying open? It just seems onerous at times.
Yeah, and until this year, Michigan had a business tax that even if you didn't make any profit, even if you lost money, you still had to pay tax because we had a gross receipts tax. We taxed you on how much you brought in the door, not how much you got to keep at the end. That's gone. We now have a simple business tax. If you don't make any money, you don't pay any tax under under the new business tax regime in this state. Well, that's almost true. We still have some other troublesome taxes, a property tax that we levy on business tools and equipment. And if that strikes people as a really dumb idea to charge businesses a tax to on their assembly line or on their computers or whatever, well, it sounds pretty dumb to me, too. And we haven't solved that problem. It's hard because a lot of local governments depend on that tax for a big chunk of their revenue. But it is on the radar screen of something that needs to be worked on going forward. And the other area that is still improvement needs a lot of improvement is our regulatory environment in Michigan. We made a little bit of progress on that, but less than we hoped in this past year. But don't want to focus on the things that didn't happen because a lot of really big things did happen this year that are worth talking about.
Jack McHugh on the phone with us from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy here on the Vic McCarty Show on WMKT. Let's talk about one thing that didn't happen. I just want to get your feelings on what it means for the future, for the whole idea of building another bridge. This has been the governor's, one of his big things. It would appear that at some point this year it just ended up dead in the water. Not much life in this idea, is there?
You know, I honestly don't know. I frankly didn't spend a whole lot of time focused on this issue this year. It's a road. It's a bridge.
Yeah.
Whether it's built or not is not going to affect the future of the state of Michigan. Obviously, there are particular interests that feel otherwise. But compared to the big picture stuff that affects everyone in the state, not just a few businesses or a particular area, frankly, I'm a little bit mystified that it got all the attention it did, and I guess I'll just leave it at that.
All right, talking about 2012 and things that you see from your professional standpoint of what needs to happen to further improve the business climate, make it better for businesses to do business and thus hire more people, what would you like to see the lawmakers focus on and remedy in the next year?
Well, I mentioned the regulatory reform is an area that that still needs work. Unfortunately, our governor has a little bit of a different view than the majority of the legislators right now It was the one bill that he vetoed was a bill to prohibit state regulations that impose standards on businesses that are more stringent than what are required by the federal government. And, you know, I don't hear a whole lot of people saying, you know, those feds, they're a bunch of pushovers. We need to have tougher regulations in Michigan.
Right.
I just don't hear that. I think that that's a reasonable idea, that if the legislature wants to impose a more stringent regulation, they can do so. But agencies that are given these very broad rulemaking powers with, I would say, excessive discretion, they should not be able to impose rules that are more stringent than what the federal government requires without an act of the legislature telling them to do so.
Well, and that's clearly been one of the problems with both state and federal government over the years, is agencies and these other entities who are allowed to make rules that don't really get the light of day as far as the voters are concerned or from a voting body, and that can really hamper things along the way, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is one of the major, I would call it a usurpation of the Constitution in the 20th century, was this whole notion of an administrative state where laws are not written by Congress or by the legislature anymore. They are written by agencies that are delegated with the law-writing authority. We call this regulations and rules, but they are, in effect, laws. And not only are agencies writing these rules, regulations, but in many cases they're also playing the role of the judiciary, where you have to, if you have a challenge, if you have a problem, or if you're challenged as a business person or even an individual, you have to go before an administrative law judge that is not a member of the judiciary, but is a member of the executive branch. So you have one branch, the executive, the administration, that is writing the rules, executing them, administering them, and also acting in judgment. Now, at the end of the process, if you don't like what the administrative law judge ruled, you can go to a real court with a real judge, but the practice for many decades has been that those that the real judges just rubber stamp whatever comes out of the agency. So this is a bit of a tangent, perhaps, but it's something people should think about. When did this? Where did this idea come from? That Congress or the legislature can just tell an agency, "Well, you write the law; we give you the power to do it." And just because they call it a rule instead of a law or statute doesn't change the reality of that that's what's going on. So as my colleague Russ Harding at the Mackinac Center often says, the rules thing is really important, because if you can't get the permit to do whatever the business is, you're never going to care about the labor law environment or the tax environment or the workers' comp or any of that kind of stuff. And if you can't get the permit, you're not going to start the business in the first place. So this is something that still needs work in Michigan. But again, I don't want to focus too much on the things that are undone, given that so many really important things did actually get done this year.
Jack McHugh, Senior Legislative Analyst for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your time. Merry Christmas. Safe driving, too, out there.
And Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for the opportunity. Great
Always
stuff.
Appreciate the time. Good stuff. All right, folks, go to break, come back, talk about the whole comedy festival thing. Interesting when you take a look back at what happened last year after the comedy festival and the report and the Record Eagle. Everything was great. Wonderful. Well, 10 days ago, not so much. Vic McCarty Show. We'll be right back.